Several months ago, a young man came to me and asked if I would pray about becoming his spiritual director. And I asked him if he had any goals in mind for his spiritual formation, and he immediately said, "I certainly do." And so I said, "Well, what would they be?" And he said, "More than anything else in my life, I want to become a saint. I'm willing to do whatever it takes." At that point, I said, "Well, with that lofty goal, are you sure you aren't setting your sights a little low on a spiritual director?" And he laughed, but we've had a good time together. But his statement really impacted me in a really profound way, because you don't hear people talk like that very much anymore. "I want to become a saint." And you know, that's probably the most important thing that we can do, to aspire to be a modern saint. We need to understand that being a saint, by the way, is not a special option. It's not like an accessory on your car that provides a little extra benefit to the ride. Sainthood is why we are all created. Today, being the Feast of All Saints, is a good day to be thinking about the fact that you too can become a saint. We can aspire for worldly greatness, but it doesn't last very long. But holiness will last for eternity. Saint Bernard of Clairvaux said this back in the 12th century in reflecting on this day, on the Day of All Saints. He said, "Why should our praise and glorification, or even the celebration of this feast day, mean anything to the saints? Clearly, if we venerate their memory, it serves us, not them. But I tell you, when I think of them, I feel myself inflamed by a tremendous yearning." And that is what this feast day should be for us. It should be a time of reflecting on the lives of the saints in such a way that we too want to aspire to be like they are. Becoming a saint involves a choice. The gospel, as you know, is full of decisions. And saints don't come about from just getting a special degree from a seminary or taking certain courses. Sainthood comes from the context of living out our lives wholly for God and committed to Him. We don't always succeed, but we never stop trying. Becoming a saint is also a process, and this is where our gospel reading really comes into play tonight, because Jesus gives us the Beatitudes. These are the steps to sainthood that I like to call the Beatitudes. As you build these, it's not just like, let's be poor, and then let's be meek, and then let's be merciful. These are all building blocks. These are stairs. They're not arbitrary qualities. They are building steps, one by one. So you start by having poverty in spirit, and then you mourn, and you're going to be comforted, and you meek. You're a meek person, and you'll inherit. Those things go on and on and on until you have the strength to really be resolved in the midst of persecution. And let's face it, this isn't something we can do on our own. It takes the grace of God. Archbishop Shapu, in reflecting on All Saints this week, said this. He said, "The saints aren't just our models. They form what Paul called a great cloud of witnesses. The saints in heaven pray for us on earth, urging us as we run the race of faith." So in our desire to be saints, we have the saints in heaven praying for us. They're rooting for us as we run the race here on earth. And that's just one component that we need. We also need to appropriate the strengthening work of the Holy Spirit, which comes through prayer, through reading of Holy Scripture, through the grace of the sacraments, and through our will to persevere and to hang on to Him no matter what. Through these, we can truly aspire to sainthood, which is based more on who we are than on what we do. I was really intrigued this week in kind of looking over a bunch of All Saints material and coming across a guy by the name of Dr. Tom Neal, who is the academic dean at Notre Dame Seminary in New Orleans. And he had his students write on the subject, "We Need Modern Saints." And here's what one of the students wrote, and I thought this was so compelling. Her name is Paige LaCour, and she wrote this. She's a master's student in theological studies. We need saints who live, whose lives tell a Christmas story. Saints who have felt the dirt of the tomb and have been rinsed in the light of Easter. Saints whose souls magnify the Lord, who are overcome with robust laughter and authentic sorrow, whose lives make sense of reality, who hope beyond hope, who really spend their lives, who commit wholeheartedly, who are unafraid to fail, who trust in God's mercy, who know their worth as God's child. We need saints who weep at the beautiful in the grocery store and while mowing the lawn discover the Paschal mystery right there. I love it. It's a way of allowing God to encompass the fullness and the totality of who we are in our lives. As Saint Bernard said, "Come, brethren, let us at length spur ourselves on. Let us rise again with Christ. We must seek the world which is above and set our mind on the things of heaven." So may the words of my mouth, the meditation of our hearts, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen.